Your young men shall see visions. Yes, we are on visions. And last time I told you, or I taught about the basics of vision, or where is the visions rooted in. Actually, the basic definition of vision is the imagination of man's heart. And we saw how demonic spirits want to invade the imagination of your heart. Because once they invade the imagination of your heart, there are traits and symptoms that we saw from Genesis chapter number 3. And eventually, what it does is it blocks a person from the salvation and the redemption of the Lord. And demonic spirits wants to corrupt the imagination. How they want to corrupt the imagination? By the lie they bring to you, the temptation they bring to people. And when we saw that Eve accepted the lie of the serpent, she accepted the temptation. And then what happened is in her heart, imagination popped up. The imaginations were the tree is good for food. The fruit is pleasant to eyes. What is that? That is imaginations. Okay? And human beings, you have a innermost being. That is the heart the Bible talks about. And the heart imagines. And if we sit and try to, or if we evaluate the imaginations of our heart, we would know if do we really love God or not. So it is that when a person, it is Christianity is not about sanctification of the outward habits and actions. Okay, I am not doing this. I do not murder. I do not steal. I do not do this. That means I am a person who is holy, walking in God. No, Christianity is about something more deeper than the outward sins. It is about the imaginations of man's heart. Maybe you are not murdering, you are not stealing, you are not fornicating, but what about the fornication of the imagination? What about the for adultery in the imagination? What about the murder you are doing in your imagination? That's why Jesus said, if you even lust after a woman in your heart, that is in your imagination, you have already committed adultery. So that is where Christianity is rooted in. So the Holy Spirit does not only wants to take over your body and make you speak in tongues. He wants to take over the imaginations of your heart and sanctify it. And when a person lets God to take over the imagination of your heart, and you practice holiness, not outwardly, but you practice holiness, and sanctification is inward. Your thoughts are cleansed. You don't have bitterness. You may speak nicely, but there is in your imagination there is bitterness. But you let the Holy Spirit sanctify your heart, the imaginations of your heart. And when you practice and walk in holiness, when you it becomes like, whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire beside you. When the Lord is the only agenda of your life, what will happen is you are actually paying some cost, and what will start to happen is you will start to see visions. That is where visions pop up from. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Amen. So one of the sermons, I think some months or a year back, I took about seeing in the spirit, and I told you the secret to see in the spirit is not praying in tongues. The secret to see in the spirit is having sanctified heart. And when the Lord becomes the only motive of your heart to worship the Lord, to please the Lord, you will start to see. A person will start to see visions. Because Old Testament prophets used to see visions. And you will see that the gift of tongues was not introduced in the Old Testament. The gift of tongues came in the New Testament. Well, tongues is a powerful gift, but I am talking about visions, okay? So we saw the basic definition of vision. What is visions? The basic definition is the imagination of man's heart. But Acts chapter number 2, verse 17, your young men shall see visions. It is talking about a different level of vision. It is not talking about the basic imagination of man's heart, what men envision. It is talking about a higher level of vision. that in the end days, young men shall see visions. So let's explore that category of vision. Let's explore that definition of vision. Okay, so the first definition or the first level of that vision I want to give you is the first level of the godly vision. Starting off, your young men shall see visions. That vision, what is that vision? Visions, write it down. Visions are revelations, prophecy, scriptures, and unveiling of God's secret wisdom. Visions are revelations, prophecy, scriptures, and unveiling of God's secret wisdom. And now everything is in the scripture. What are visions? Visions are revelations, prophecy, then scriptures, and unveiling of God's secret wisdom. First of all, let us go to Proverbs chapter number 29. If someone has a KJV, King James Version, open your King James Version. I will first read from NKJV, and then we want to see the King James Bible also. Proverbs chapter number 29, verse number 18. It says, 29 verse 18, 1-8. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Now, do you have KJV version? Can you read from the KJV version?
It says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
That is the KJV version. What it says? Where there is no vision.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
Now, in ESV version, it says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people perish. So the words that are used in NKJV, it's used revelation. KJV uses vision. ESV and some other version uses prophetic vision. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Now stay with me. Visions for in a territory, if there is no prophet of God, there is not a child of God, an intercessor of God, to whom the Lord can bring vision, that territory will perish. That congregation will perish. If there is a local church, and in the local church, if the pastor has blocked people from seeing vision, saying, no, you cannot see visions. You cannot have dreams. You know, I heard some people who have a great following, and what they teach is God does not speak through dreams and vision, which is completely anti-scriptural. They are speaking against the scripture. And the Bible says in the last days, you shall have, and so it's a demonic doctrine. But I'm saying you in a territory, in a congregation, where there is no release, if in this ministry, if there is no person who would have visions, the congregation will perish in sin. The congregation will perish. That is what the Bible says. I'm not trying to scare you, but that is what the Bible says. Where there is no revelation, it says. Why NKJV uses revelation? Because a vision is a revelation from God. Okay? A vision is a revelation from God. Stay with me. Let me show you another scripture now. 1 Samuel, chapter number 3. 1 Samuel, chapter number 3. Verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 3, verse number 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Okay? What does KJV says? Is there something different in King James Version?
Totally different. Mm. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
You see that? There was no what? Open visions. It was rare in those days. Now, why it was rare in those days? Because the priesthood, the authority of Israel was spiritually blind. Eli was spiritually blind. And that blindness translated to physical blindness later. And he was not able to see. He was then physically blind at the end of his age, when he became old. Okay, we will not go into those things. But because the priestly authority was blind, there was no one to teach the people about revelations from the Lord. So open vision, and here NKJV uses revelation, because visions are translated as revelations. In simpler term, it is translated as revelation. The word revelation, you might know from the, is taken from the Greek word apocalypsis. And the meaning of that apocalypsis in simple terms is removal of a veil so that something can be seen. Removal of a veil so that something can be seen. That is the meaning of apocalypsis. And that is what is the root meaning of revelation. Removal of something so that something can be seen. Removal of the veil so that something can be seen. So that is the meaning of a vision. When you are able to, when God shows you a vision, that means a veil has been removed from your eyes. That means scales have fallen from your eyes. Are we understanding that? Remember the scales that fell from Saul's eyes when Ananias prayed for him? And then that is the time he was introduced into the work or the ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. But before that, what he was doing, he was killing Christians. He was threatening Christians. He was arresting Christians. And he was completely against the followers of Jesus Christ. Now, the question is why he was doing that. Actually, he was chosen by Jesus, but he was doing all those things because there was a veil and he needed to see. He needed to see. And when on the road to Damascus, the Bible says the Lord Jesus met with him. There were other people who were going with him, but only he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. The others did not see the Lord Jesus Christ because that was a vision. Are we understanding vision? That was a vision. It was a revelation that came to him. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You think you are serving me, but actually you are persecuting me. I am the Lord in whom you believe. And what you are doing is hurting me. You are persecuting me. That was a revelation. What I was doing was actually against the Lord, but I was thinking I was doing it for the Lord. Why you thought you were doing it for the Lord? Because you don't have vision. When you receive a vision, your pathway will be changed. When you receive the vision, the revelation that comes to you, hallelujah, will change your perspective. Are we understanding? Visions are revelation. So these two scriptures I showed you to show you that visions are revelations. And where there is no what? Vision. Where there is no prophetic vision, open vision, the people perish. When there is no widespread vision, you know what? The hold of the enemy on the territory. So, hallelujah. How many people believe? If you don't want your family to perish, you need to ask God to open your eyes that you will be able to see visions. Because even in a family where there is no vision, the family will perish. There needs to be someone in the family who needs to be a young man in the spirit realm, consecrated unto God, who needs to see visions. And visions are revelation. Vision is something when the veil is removed and you can see behind the veil. That is a vision. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? We We declare that in our declare and pray that in your country that there will be people who will have visions. Because if we don't have visions, people who have visions in India, India will perish in idolatry. I'm telling you. That is what the Bible says. A place where there is no vision, no revelation, the people will perish. Hallelujah. Even in a church, we need people, young men in the spirit, leaders in the church who would see visions. All right. Then visions are scriptures. Now, who wrote Genesis? Who wrote about Genesis? Who wrote about creation? Who wrote it? Who was the author? The human author. Moses wrote Genesis. You know that, right? Moses wrote Genesis. How could he write Genesis? Remember Numbers chapter number 12 verse 6? The Bible, God said to Aaron and Miriam, if there is a prophet among you, I will make him known. I will make myself known to him in a vision. And I will speak to him in a dream. But not so for my servant Moses. I speak to him face to face. So the ministry of Moses was in the visions of God. The ministry of Moses, you know, was writing down the history of God's creation. And how did he write God's creation? On the fifth day, on the seventh day, God rested. Adam and Eve, the serpent came. Those things were revealed to him in a vision. The scriptures that you read are a revelation through visions. Are we understanding that? The scriptures that you read are revelation through vision. The scriptures in Genesis, the scriptures in Revelation, most of the scriptures in Daniel, in Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a visionary man. He saw a lot of visions. We will come to that. So scriptures, how would a man come to know about the things going in third heaven? Vision. Are we understanding? So visions are revelations of scriptures. Because most of the written scriptures are written by visions given to men of God. Like Genesis, vision given to Moses. Okay, before going ahead, how does a dream is different from vision? And vision is greater than dream. Why? Because unlike dreams, visions come in a conscious state of mind. And not in an unconscious state of mind, like dreams come. Hallelujah. Dreams, why dreams come in some states? Because we are too busy for God. Like Jacob had a dream. Well, Jacob was not fasting and praying to seek God for a direction. He just had a dream because when he went to sleep, God wanted to speak to him. God wanted to show him something. So God came to him in his unconscious state. But visions are not like dreams. Vision comes in a conscious state of a man. That means the man who has a vision has been seeking God for something. Okay? Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? The man who is has been seeking God. And that is how visions come. In the conscious state of mind. Okay, let's go to the next thing. What did I say? Visions are revelations, are prophecy, scripture, and unveiling of God's secret wisdom. Let's go to the next one. Visions are prophecies. Visions are prophecy. When God wants to tell us what is going to come, what is going to happen to nations, and it is translated as visions. Let's go and see Daniel chapter number 9, verse 26 and 27. Daniel chapter number 9, verse 26 and 27. Okay. Oh, sorry. Daniel chapter number 9, verse number 24. Let's read verse number 24. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. What? To seal up vision and prophecy. So visions are prophecies. Let me show you another scripture. Daniel. Let's go to Daniel. Where was that scripture? Daniel chapter number, hold on. Let's go to Daniel chapter number 8. Daniel chapter number 8. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw in the vision, and it so happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan, the citadel, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there standing beside the river was a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, and that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand, and he did according to his will and became great. Okay, let me not read the whole vision, but this vision is about the end times. Let's jump to verse 23. Verse 23. Okay, this vision is about Persia and Greece, and about the Median Empire, about the Persian Empire, about the Greece Empire. You will see that in verse 20. And verse 23, it says, and in the later time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but by his own power he shall destroy fearfully, and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. And the vision, what is that? And the vision of the evening and morning, which was told, is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. So, the prophecy of the end times. Now, what he is talking about is the Antichrist. Okay? What he is talking about is the kingdoms that was supposed to come after Daniel. And the prophecies of kingdoms, the prophecy of what is coming, the prophecies of the Antichrist translates into visions. So visions are, first of all, revelations that open the veil and you can see behind it. Visions are, secondly, what are they? Scriptures. God translates his wisdom, his scriptures, into vision and gives it to people. Thirdly, visions are prophecies of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? And the vision of the evening and the morning. Daniel chapter number, what was this chapter? Chapter 7. We read in Daniel chapter number 8. All those chapters are visions that Daniel received. And he was asked to seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? If that's why the Bible says, if there is no one who has vision in a territory, the people will perish. Hallelujah. So we need people who would receive visions of kingdom prophecies so that they can prepare the church and train their hands in war. Are we understanding? Visions are prophecies from the Lord. Visions are prophecies about his kingdom. Verse 27. Let me also read that. Daniel chapter number 8, verse 27. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterward, I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. Now, listen to me. In my lifetime, I had visions. And some of the visions I had, I could not get out of that atmosphere of weakness and fainting and heaviness for 2 or 3 days. Because visions, when it comes to you, it comes from a different realm. And when you receive that and you keep that in your flesh, it torments the flesh and you feel faint, you feel tired. We will see some of those features in Daniel's life. And it says, the vision astonished me. It is something that all your life you will not forget about it. It comes and hits you in such a way that all your life, even if someone asks you after 25, 30 years, that vision will be so clear for you. Because it is something that was embedded in your spirit man. What does the Bible say? The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, pierces through the division of what? The bone and the marrow, the soul and the spirit, and gets into your heart. So, when the word, that is the reality of receiving a word from the Lord. You will feel the torment that it went through your flesh. It went through the division of your soul. And then it got into you. Are we understanding? Vision is when scriptures become a reality to you. Hallelujah. Now, I encountered Jesus Christ for the sake of my salvation. Jesus encountered me at the age of 19. And after that encounter I had, I left everything. I was a transformed person after the encounter I had with the Lord Jesus Christ. That was for the sake of my turning away from my wicked and sinful ways. And I started to walk in the ways of the Lord. And what I started to do, first of all, is read this Bible. I started to read the Bible. And when I would read the Bible, I would not receive any revelation as I receive now. It's been more than 10 years. But I would read the Bible. I would read the Bible. I will read the Bible. I will write down the basic interpretations so that I can walk in the word of the Bible. Literally obey the words of the Bible. In that, not for revelation. I did not add that. So I have my diaries for around 4 to 5 years. I had no deep revelation, but I had the basic understanding of the Bible. But I continued to read the Bible. It was at the age of 26 that I was introduced to vision. After around 7 years, I was introduced to the vision. So spiritual things, for you to be introduced to realms, it takes time. But you have to be persistent. You have to be consistent. So many Christians are impatient nowadays. If you seek for an answer, I am telling you, I have seek for answers that have opened for me after 3 years, after 4 years. If you want to know something, it may not, most of the things will not come to you straight away. You go and you ask the Lord, Lord, I am waiting for you. 1 month has gone away, passed away. You did not receive anything. Continue. Lord, I am waiting on you. 2 months have passed away. 3 months have passed away. 4 months have passed away. 8 months have passed away. 1 year has passed. But you still come and say, Lord, I am waiting on you. I am waiting on you. I am waiting on you. Your waiting opens the realms of vision. Your waiting open. What did Jesus teach? He taught about the widow who continued to go to the judge, and the judge was so arrogant. He did not regard God, nor did not regard man. And then, because he was troubled by the widow, at last he gave what the widow wanted. He gave the justice. He gave. And then he says, shall not God avenge on them who cry out to him day and night? Shall not God avenge and hear their prayer? Hallelujah. Are we understanding? There are
Amen.
The things Amen. You have to understand. You have to understand. The things that you are praying for, there is a layer of darkness, demonic spirits and princes that are holding what you are trying to bring it in your life. And the Bible says Daniel was praying for the deliverance of Israel. Daniel opened the books of Jeremiah, the writings of Jeremiah, and says, it says, Daniel understood from the writings of Jeremiah that it will take 70 years in the desolation. Israel will stay in captivity. And Daniel read that scripture from Jeremiah, the prophecy of Jeremiah. And the Bible says he started to pray. He started to pray. And it says, That was not the first day. He was praying from a long time, Daniel. And it says, by evening sacrifice, the angel of God came to him and told him, you know what, Daniel? From the first day, you had set your heart on God. From the first day, you humbled yourself before God. Remember the first day you started. Maybe it is 2 years ago. Maybe it is 3 years ago. The Bible says, God heard your prayer. But the problem was, I was delayed in coming to you. Why? Because the prince of Persia fought with me. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Are we understanding, people of God?
Hallelujah.
That's why. Listen to me, people of God, listen to me. That is why there are things in my life where God showed me and spoke to me, this is what I will do. But for the next several years, I'm just waiting for it and I don't see it happening. Because from the first day I prayed, God heard and answered it. But for it to come to me, it took years. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
People who understand visions, who have visions, know that secret. Elijah knew it. The Bible says, Elijah heard the sound of the abundance of rain. And then he prayed and he told his servant, go and see if the prophecy or the word that I received from God, the rain has come. But the servant said, there is no rain. Are you sure about your prophet? Elijah said, no, go again and see. There was nothing in the sky. There was nothing in the sky. So it requires waiting for you to get through the veil, that is, get into the realms of visions. It, hallelujah. Are we understanding that? It requires waiting. It requires waiting because there are so many demonic powers. There are so many demonic layers in our atmosphere that blocks us from the revelation that is supposed to come to us. There are so many demonic layers. There are so many demonic spirits. Okay, are we understanding visions? Visions are prophecies of the kingdom. Okay. Daniel chapter number 7, let's read. Hallelujah. You see, Daniel chapter number 7, another vision that Daniel had in chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. So that I will cover that. There is nothing much to cover in that. There is something called as visions of the night. Okay. There is something called as what? Visions of the night. Remember when Nebuchadnezzar wanted the dream and the interpretation? Daniel asked him for some time, and the Bible says that the dream and the revelation of the dream was revealed to Daniel in the vision of a night. Hallelujah. In the vision of what? Of the night time. Because there is something in the night time, because demonic spirits function. Many of the demonic spirits function and do their work in the night. When the sun sets down, when the people go to sleep. That's why Jesus said that when men slept in the night, the enemy came and sowed tares. Okay? So when there is an assignment for the night, you will have visions of the night. That means while on your bed, in your conscious state, you will start to see something. And you will start to feel, you will be transported in some locations, into spiritual locations. Hallelujah. Once I had a vision of the night. Okay. I knew I saw something. I was just on my bed. I knew, and as if I actually I went somewhere. But after having that encounter, you know, like what Daniel said, the body becomes frail and you happen to go into deep sleep. Okay, because many things in your flesh, many things around you start to resist that revelation. So after that, having that vision of the night, I went to deep sleep. My body became frail. And then in the morning, I woke up. And when I woke up, I could not remember what happened. I'm telling you, honestly, I completely forgot. I said, something significant happened, and how can I forget it? Okay, I got up and I got ready and I closed my room and I prayed. I prayed in tongues. I honestly, I don't remember anything that happened. I prayed in tongues, and after half an hour, 40 minutes, everything that happened came, it was like someone came and installed in me, and I remembered everything. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. It was installed. It was like someone came and installed, and I remembered everything. And I remembered that I was walking on a road like this. And from the opposite side, I saw people coming. But when they came close to me, I saw they were not people. They were demonic spirits. They were coming from the opposite side. And then they were trying to block me and stop me physically, not to go ahead. But I dodged them like this and I went ahead. And there was a right turn. And I took the right turn. After the right turn, there was something called as a thick blanket of darkness. Darkness that can be felt. Solid darkness. Completely dark. I said, what is this? But something in me asked me to get inside that darkness. I stepped inside that darkness. I saw inside the darkness that there was a spiritual dark kingdom. And that's it. And when I remember the dream, I started to pray in tongues as if angels were coming and giving weapons in my hand. Because it was a stronghold of darkness that the Lord took me. To destroy that stronghold and to dismantle their powers. Visions, I'm telling you, is something of the spirit. And there are demonic spirits that will try to make you. If there is something very difficult, there is nothing too difficult for the Lord, you know. We sing that song. Nothing is too difficult for thee, hallelujah. Nothing is too difficult for thee. But I am telling you, there is something difficult for the Lord and for the Holy Spirit is to translate his assignments into the mind of a man, is to bring his thoughts into a mind of a man. And the Holy Spirit and the Lord and the angels of the Lord labor to bring the thoughts and the assignments of the Lord and the work of the Lord to the understanding of a human being. It happens through visions. Hallelujah. Are we understanding people of God? It happens through visions. It happens through visions. And sometimes if our flesh is too heavy, we cannot record it. We cannot even record dreams. Okay? Because the flesh is too influential. The flesh is too overpowering over the mind. So we see dreams, but we don't remember. We see visions, we don't remember. And also, apart from the flesh, it is the work of demonic spirits to make you forget about what you saw. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Now, let's not even go deeper into vision. The Bible says the people of Israel in Egypt saw the mighty hand of the Lord striking Egypt with those plagues. They saw frogs coming out of the river and flooding Egypt. They saw the river of Egypt becoming blood. They saw locusts coming from the sky. They saw so many signs and wonders. They saw the Lord striking all the firstborn of Egypt. Moreover, they saw the Red Sea being parted. But when they were in the wilderness, they forgot everything. In Jesus' name, we rebuke every demonic spirits that make you forget the visions of the Lord. We rebuke every demonic spirit that make you forget the goodness of the Lord, the signs and the wonders that the Lord performs.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we understanding? There are demonic spirits that are assigned to block the visions. Okay. So are we understanding? Okay. Coming back to what Daniel saw in 7, Daniel's chapter 7, Daniel chapter number 8, Daniel chapter number 7 was a vision of the night. So the book of Daniel is all about visions. Even the book of Ezekiel, we will come to that. That is another level of visions. Okay. The next scripture, what I said, let me come back to my definition of this level of vision. I said visions are revelations, prophecy, scriptures, and unveiling of God's secret wisdom. Okay, unveiling of God's secret wisdom. Can you turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 29, verse number 11 and 12. Isaiah chapter number 29, verse number 11 and 12. The whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, saying, "Read this, please." And he says, "I cannot, for it is sealed." Then the book is delivered to one who is illiterate, saying, "Read this, please." And he says, "I am not literate." So the literate and the illiterate, those who know to read and write, and those who even don't know to read and write, all of them, when the book, which is a book of vision, the Bible says, but the book of vision was sealed and it was delivered to people, they could not read it. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? The book of vision that was sealed was the book of the ministry of Isaiah. And the ministry of Isaiah, his prophetic ministry, actually was a ministry towards the revealing of the Messiah. Now, I took a sermon 2 years or 3 years back, and I told that the ministry of Isaiah and the ministry of Jesus was the same.
Hallelujah.
The ministry of, what did I say? The ministry of Isaiah and the ministry of Jesus was the same. Let me show you that. Isaiah chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 6. I am going to come to Isaiah chapter number 6 later when I am going to explain deeper levels of visions. But Isaiah chapter number 6, verse number, let's see the call of Isaiah. Verse number 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed." So, his preaching, his teaching, his prophetic ministry was that you will keep on speaking and keep on telling them, but they will not hear. They will not see. And that is what was the teaching ministry of Jesus. Jesus spoke in parables and everyone could not understand his teachings. But only to those to whom it was given, the disciples, Jesus explained the parables. But even the disciples did not understand a lot of things. So he said, "It's too much for you now. When the helper comes, he will bring to your remembrance everything that I said to you. And the Holy Spirit will start to explain it to you." So the ministry of Holy Spirit to us, we need to receive the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because only the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit can unseal the sealed visions. Are we understanding that? Only the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit can unseal the sealed visions. Okay,
hallelujah.
That's why the book of Isaiah that was delivered, the people of Israel, there were scholars sitting there, priests who were trained, even during the time of Jesus, Pharisees, who knew everything in the Torah, in the law of Moses. But when Jesus spoke, they did not understand anything because the books of Jesus to them was sealed. The visions of Jesus to them was sealed. Hallelujah. Jesus was speaking about the visions of heaven when he came on earth. He was trying to embed into people. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Let's say I come from India and I come to America. And I'm not a Bible teacher. I am a teacher of literature and culture. Okay? And I have come to teach Indian literature and culture to Americans. Now, a good teacher will not cannot directly teach from the content of the Indian literature. What he will do is, he will take the Indian literature, the concepts and the context, and he will translate it into something in the American culture and teach that through the American culture so that they can understand what in the context they know and then relate it and understand the things of the Indian culture. What I'm trying to teach you is when Jesus came on earth, the challenge for him was to translate the things of heaven so that those human beings who don't know about heaven, who have never seen the things of heaven, who have never seen the visions of heaven, the greatest challenge for him was to translate those things into human language, into human terms, human context, worldly context, and explain it to people. That's why he said the kingdom of God is like the sower sowing a seed. The kingdom of God is like a hidden treasure. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. He was translating his teaching into things, into stories, into parables that a human being that has not seen the visions of heaven can understand. So that when the teacher comes, the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he can bring those scriptures into reality, into the context of heaven, and they can know the... Now the scriptures are coming to you as a teaching. But when the ministry of the Holy Spirit is received for the scriptures come as a reality through visions, and it becomes real to you. Are you understanding, people of God? Hallelujah. Let me show you from the Bible. Let me show you something from the Bible. John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. Okay. Now hear this out. John chapter number 3, verse number 1 onwards. There was a man of the Pharisees called Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was not a normal Pharisee. He was on a high post, ruler, a nice teacher, a good teacher of the law, ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher. We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus is trying to teach him something from there. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? A teacher of the law, see his understanding. He is just not able to grasp what Jesus is trying to teach. Hallelujah. Amen. But God will grant you understanding when you get into the realms of visions. I'm telling you, scriptures, spiritual warfare, that some things like what I told you about I getting into the stronghold of the enemy. From that experience, many of the scriptures become real to me. And I understand what they are saying. I understand what is a stronghold. I understand what is spiritual warfare. I understand what is principality. And through those visions, I am able to teach. Okay, any which ways. So this guy cannot understand. Verse number 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." So he gave a very solid sermon, teaching. What does Nicodemus say? Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly," now listen to this, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven."
Amen. Hallelujah.
See that? If I tell you about earthly things, you don't believe me. How will you ever believe if I start to tell you about the visions of heaven, because I came from heaven? How will you believe me if I tell you? Because no one ever went to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man. Do you understand now? So Jesus, it was difficult for Jesus to translate the things and bring it into simplicity or into the terms that human beings can understand. And even when he brings it in the terms that human beings can understand, they still don't understand it. Okay? So we sing that song, "Nothing is too difficult for thee." Now you know that song is, you know, it's a nice song, but there is something very difficult for the Lord to teach you. Hallelujah. It's difficult for the Lord to teach us. It takes time. It takes time. It took time for Jesus. Jesus, the Bible says, even after he resurrected, after his death, he was there for additional 40 days with the disciples in his resurrected body. Additional 40 days of training. Why? Because the course, maybe it was a 3 years course, but the disciples could not achieve the results that were desired in the 3 years course. So Jesus had to extend his training period for additional 40 days so that they can be trained thoroughly. So it's very, very difficult for the Lord to teach us, but slowly and subtly, I'm telling you, the Lord is bringing you to that level of understanding where you will start to understand the heavenly things. Hallelujah. And that is what vision does. Vision is a sealed book of scriptures. Vision is a sealed book of God's secret wisdom. Okay, what does Isaiah says? Isaiah 29 verse number 11 and 12. The book of vision, seal it. And when it is delivered to the literate, they say, "We cannot read it," even though they know to read and write. Hallelujah. Do you know this Bible is a sealed book of vision? And you need the ministry of the Holy Spirit for you to understand the Bible, for you to get into the reality of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Are we together? Okay. So, that was my first definition of godly vision. Visions are revelations, prophecy, scriptures, and unveiling of God's secrets, secret wisdom. Do we now know what areas vision cater to from this definition? So I covered all those things from the scripture. Now the second level of visions, I will just tell you and then we will continue, I think, next time. The second level of visions are encounters with God, His Word, and His angels in a conscious state. Visions are encounters with God, because visions is about knowing God. Dreams is about hearing from God. Visions is about knowing God. Hallelujah. So visions, the second is visions are encounters with God, His Word, and His angels in a conscious state, not in a dream, but in a conscious state. Are we together? Hallelujah. Okay, let's end here. But I want to remind you of Acts 2:17. He says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your young men, your children shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And I told you, a young man has to pay the highest consecration cost. And I told you, the will of the Lord is for every person who is hearing this message. The will of God for you is God wants you to be a young man in the spirit. If you have heard my previous sermons on this topic, to pay the cost of consecration and to be considered as a young man, so that through visions, the Bible will not only be a theory book to you, the Bible will become a reality to you when you are empowered with the anointing to see visions.
Amen. Receive it.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we need, let us pray, and let us pray with one scriptures, with one scripture in Proverbs, what we read at the beginning, Proverbs 29:18. Let us read with that, let us pray with that scripture, rather. Proverbs 29:18. Hallelujah. Where there is, Proverbs 29:18 in NKJV, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. And in KJV, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So, Lord, we don't want your people to perish. I pray for each and every person who are here. May they become God's visionary leaders in their own family, in Jesus' name, that their family will not perish, Lord. Oh, the Bible talks about when there is no open visions. Lord, ESV says when there is no prophetic visions, the people perish. Oh, God. We pray for churches. We pray for pastors who are listening. Lord, we pray, Lord. Lord, let them not restrain the gift of visions. In the name of Jesus Christ, many churches are perishing because there are no visions that are coming. Oh, they are functioning on carnal mindset. They are functioning on marketing strategies. They are functioning on looking and on reading books of old ministers, successful ministers, but there is no vision, Lord. There is no vision, Lord, which has shown them the way they should walk on. Father, I pray that the young men shall see visions in the churches. Oh, Lord, raise up young men, Lord, that they shall see vision. Lord, I pray for my country, India. Oh, Lord. Church has become like an activity, Lord, a carnal club, Lord. Oh, Father, a means to do some ministry, Lord, and get satisfied. No, but church is about raising up young men, raising them up, Lord, raising them up who will be able to see visions, Father. Like you spoke to Daniel for the country of Israel. You spoke to Daniel not only for the country of Israel, but also for the Medo-Persian Greece empires, Lord. You spoke to Ezekiel. You spoke to Jeremiah. You revealed them in visions, Lord. You spoke to Isaiah. You revealed them in visions, Lord. Visions for the nations, Father. Not only for Israel, but Syria, for Assyria, Lord. For Egypt, Lord. Lord, for Moab, Lord. They saw visions, Father. Oh, that they could speak to the nations. Raise up those prophets, Lord, who will have really visions from you. Lord, who will not envision a lie to make themselves prophet, to make themselves know, but who will really see visions from you, that the nations will not perish, Lord, that the people will not perish, Lord, in our countries. Raise up people who will see visions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Reza bakato voriala terevende. Lampraban sotokorabate le bataraba. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for your people here, even as they are hearing the message, Lord, I pray that they will hunger and thirst after you, Lord. Oh, that they will raise up to that level, Lord, where they will have dreams, they will have visions, Lord. They will have a knowing and understanding about you, Lord, that will, Lord, that will make them stronger, Lord, that even the storms come and whatever happens in the world, Lord, but they will stand, Lord, because of the convictions, the revelations that is embedded into that spirit man, because of the anointing upon them, Lord. This anointing of the last days of dreams, visions, and prophecies is to preserve the remnant, Lord, from the dark and wicked and corrupt world, Lord, from these evil forces of the world, Lord. Lord, time and again, which continues to attack God's children, Lord, but we will stand, Lord, because you are raising up the standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against him, and this is where you are raising up the standard, Father. This is where you are raising up the standard, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Empower them, Lord. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Let them be hungry and thirsty, Lord, that they will see visions, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I give you the praise, I give you the honor. Thank you for this time. Lord, bless everyone. Lord, let them have a blessed week, that they will walk in the Spirit and cover each one of them, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, their families, with the blood of Jesus Christ. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. Amen.